hospital drunk doctors. Dr. Stephen Douglas and Dr. Ringo Fernandez were doing their rounds when they came to the spinal ward. They came to the bed of Alex Daniels, whom was booked in for a urology exploratory examination with bladder stone removal if necessary. The doctors had forgot to reschedule, due to a staff social event that included alcohol. The doctors and nurses with them had all partaken. They had the orderlies wheel Alex's bed to the operating theater. "Now Alex," said Dr. Stephen, "we are going to enter the bladder through the urethra and the anus to ultrasound and see how large the bladder stones are in case they need crushing. Your sedentary state unfortunately allows sediment build-up forming calcium stones too large for natural expulsion. Will you put me to sleep, doctor?" asked Alex. "No, my friend, we shall talk you through it," said Dr. Stephen. Only local anesthetic was given, and Alex felt both exploratory probes with cameras, traveling the pathways towards the bladder. "Once there," they said, "not a problem, only a few medium-sized stones we will deal with just to make sure." Then the two doctors lined up their opposing probes using the two ultrasound and camera to crush as many stones as they found possibly future threatening. Alex wondered how they could reach the bladder from the anus and could not make sense of the doctor's explanations. He was taken back to the ward, relieved that the horrific ordeal was over. Alex learned the anal probe ultrasound was taken close to the bladder, not in it, and the urethra probe had a laser.